And those words. Jesus, I did say that. Not those words.
Perhaps you brothers are even slower on the concept end of things than I am. Maybe that's your problem. How many of you realize what I'm talking about or not?
I think I do.
I think I do.
Suddenly you found out that the passage where Jesus said, best thing to do is commit suicide. That shows your love for him the best. Look and you saw him, you read where he said that. Isn't that the idea? Don't you get the concept?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your reaction? How many say, oh no, or else, wait a minute? How many? For now, let's hear it. Oh no. And how many, what's the other reaction?
Willing to do it.
How many are willing?
Willing.
And how many are oh no? Oh yes, or oh no. What do you think? What's the point, do you think?
Whatever. I think the point is being willing, whatever it takes, to be with Jesus, having that attitude. That whenever you find something that shows to be His, proves to be His will, being willing to do it no matter what. Even if it is quote unorthodox, maybe. Whatever.
I think it's our reaction to what Jesus says. Truth is, my reaction at first would be oh no. But if Jesus said to do it, and he says that's the way, then I'll be willing to do it. But I think my first reaction will be oh no.
The point is that is what we're told to do, not physical suicide, but our lives in this world. We're told to be with Jesus, not go after our lives in this world.
That's my point, you think?
I'm
not a Jim Jones, so it's something sneakier than that. What's the point?
It also reminds me of start with Paul and Kevin Moran.
What's the point? That's not quite it.
What do you think, Paul?
Killing everything. Killing any secret life. It must be all along.
I'll give you another hint. What did he say to Nahum? He told you some great thing. Wouldn't you do it? But how does it tie into this? Paul, all this stuff here.
Said to hate our own life, and that he would love his life will lose it. Think about giving up our life in this world. Everything for Jesus.
Just think about how
a lot of us see ourselves right at the cross, and knowing that, that Jesus desires for us to crucify our flesh, and the devil tries to tempt us away from the cross, but I think that that's, I think a lot of us still really see ourselves right at that point.
Jesus said, if we're to follow him, we must drop dead, but that's not the way that seems right to a man. It's actually easier than we think.
What's the point?
The point of, we see that we hate our lives, that therefore we should remember, remember why we're going through this and be glad, that that's a good sign.